From KERA in Dallas-Fort Worth, Denton, this is Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. You can also email us your questions and answers all this hour. That address is anything at kera.org. And that's where we got these questions to start us off this week. Brooke in Denton writes, I'm curious about what the difference is between the two different color lids of Bluebell ice cream. Brooke says, I believe one is gold and the other brown. What's the difference? David writes, I would like to know the purpose of a piece of tissue paper in one of the socks in a new pair of socks. Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. Vic in Denton sent this last week, so the circumstances may have changed, but it's still a good question. Vic says, I'm emailing from work. It was my understanding that anyone that had their tax refund direct deposited to their bank accounts should have already received their economic stimulus rebates. He says, I haven't received anything yet and was curious. Also, who would you call to find out if something has gone awry? Call us, 800-933-5372. Anything at kera.org is the email address. Lots of great questions. Oh, here's one that I want to get at the top of the hour today because I've heard about this, but I don't know. I haven't heard the why. Michael and Miranda in Oak Cliff wrote in last week and asked, why is it that sometimes when you see a mugshot of someone on the news, they have what looks like a white towel wrapped around their neck? Well, I know that this is a thing they do in Collin County. The Collin County Jail, they have suspects who are arrested wrap this white towel around their neck, but I don't know why. And they've done it for a while. And someone is bound to know, because I also want to know. Call us, 800-933-5372. Vanessa writes, one of the craft projects I'm thinking of undertaking this summer is making a complete set of painted dinnerware. Where in Dallas, specifically the around the DeSoto area, can I go to buy plates to paint and have them fired to complete the seal? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. Let's get started with Jimmy in Dallas. Hello, Jimmy.
Hey, how you all doing today?
We're doing great.
Okay, now, on the rebate checks that we're going to get, if your serial number ends with 00-55, you'll be the first ones to get those rebate checks. Now, if yours start with 5699... and we're going to get them in October. It's awful, I know. And I also wanted to ask anybody out there, if I saw another little car stuck in the traffic jam today, and I'd like to know where they're sold at and the name of them. They're little bitty cars. I know they sell for $2,500, and they got one windshield wiper, but I've only seen a few of them in the Metroplex.
Okay, we'll ask. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thanks a lot,
right. You guys. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. It's where Kurt sent this question, which is simply, why is the expansion of the universe accelerating? Let's see. Someone who will... no, this is Karen, a decades-long supporter and fan of public radio. Karen says, we're moving outside Eastland, Texas, about 90 miles west of Fort Worth, and cannot get a signal from KERA or from the Abilene NPR affiliate with the variety of clock and portable radios we own. Could any of your listeners offer a solution? Karen adds, perhaps KERA could build a tower further west for us. I don't know if she's kidding. But when visiting Fort Worth, she says, we happened upon your program and would love to be able to listen to it and all of KERA programming at our new home. Call us, 800-933-5372. Maybe you have some tips for Karen. This is a question from Jeff in White Plains, New York. And actually, I met Jeff on an airplane flying back from New York a couple of weeks ago. And he emailed me this question. He says, when I was in town, I noticed the toll booth sign at the approach to the toll road near the airport recites, do not tailgate, may cause windshield damage. He says, no one I asked knows what this means or why they have the sign. And I told him I thought that we'd gotten answers on this before, that they want you to stay back so that they can record the rear license plate of the car in front of you via video and record it manually. And also, I thought that the answer we'd gotten before is that drivers psychologically want to go when the car in front of them goes, and that a tailgating driver is likely to follow the leading car under the booth arm without stopping. But I don't know if that's right. So if it's not, or if it is, call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. Up next is Sue in Springtown. Hello, Sue.
Hello. I was wondering if anybody knew how to propagate a blackberry bush and when.
So you want to take a cutting and make a new bush?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll ask.
Thank you.
Thank you. 800-933-5372. Up next is Jamie in Waxahachie. Hello, Jamie.
Hi there. Wow, so many questions now. I had a bit of an answer for the tax question earlier.
Okay.
I'm a snowbird. My taxes are filed in Connecticut with the state of Connecticut. And what I have found is that if your deposit was supposed to be a direct deposit, that they are supposed to get it to you within 2 weeks. The only way that that changes is if the state in which you file finds fault with that and decides that they're going to take your refund for one reason or another. In terms of the
which is not a possibility here in Texas.
Okay.
Because we don't have a state income tax in Texas.
Okay, I wasn't sure about
sure.
that. So theoretically, if he had his tax refund direct deposited, then his rebate, his $300 or $600 rebate should be direct deposited as well. The reason that he may not have it yet, and I found this out a couple weeks ago, is that the end of those rebates should be coming out around the end of the beginning of June, middle of June, and they're doing them alphabetically. So if your last name is a W or a Z, you may not get that rebate until June.
Very good. Thanks very much, Jamie.
No problem.
All
thank
right.
you.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Up next is Kelly in Fort Worth. Hello, Kelly.
Hi. I've actually got a couple answers for a couple of the questions. First, the tax question. I actually didn't receive my rebate either on time, or at least what I thought to be on time, because I did have mine direct deposited.
Right.
If you had your taxes prepared through a tax preparer who agreed to deposit your everything, your rebate is what's supposed to be deposited into your account.
Right.
I, for instance, did mine on TurboTax, so I had them just go ahead and take the fees out. Well, when they do that, the direct deposit is not actually coming from the government. It's coming from their bank, because I agreed for them to go ahead and receive my deposit and take the fees out. So therefore, I'm not going to get mine until the paper check time comes around.
Okay.
So, and then the other answer I had for the painted plates.
Yes.
There's actually a place in Granbury, Texas, and you can go down there right on the main street down there, downtown Granbury. You can do your painted plates there.
Very good. Thanks very much, Kelly.
Thank you. Right. Bye-bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org is that address. Let's talk to Frank in Cleburne. Hello, Frank.
How are you doing today?
Doing well.
I got an answer and a question.
Okay.
The reason the universe acceleration is expanding is because, the reason the universe expanding is accelerating is because it's starting to go faster.
Okay.
Question is, are there any Baha'is in Cleburne, Texas?
Are you looking for a community or just any individuals?
It could be one person.
Okay.
Just moved to Cleburne. I looked in the phone book, and how would I tell them to get in touch with me? Can I give you my phone number?
I can put you on hold, and we can get that from you.
Yeah, I don't have to hire any here.
Sure. All right, hold on, Frank. Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. Charlotte asks, can anyone tell us if or when the Fort Worth Farmers Market is open? In previous years, she writes, it was on the far west side of Fort Worth by the traffic circle on Highway 287. Are there any other close by produce markets which specialize in locally grown products? I guess Charlotte's looking specifically west side of Fort Worth. Marcy, writing from Plano, says, on a recent trip to Louisiana, I noticed on I-20 headed east some relatively new concrete median barriers that were painted a brilliant stark white, and the glare was very bright and disturbing to Marcy. Marcy's question is, did TxDOT think this is a good idea? Is the white color permanent, or is it some sort of primer for the last coat yet to come? I certainly hope it's not permanent. Does anyone know? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Don, writing from Irving, says, my son attended the Citadel, where each cadet is assigned to a troop, and I was told there was no J troop, but I never found out why. He says, I was walking in Washington, D.C. last week, where the east to west streets follow the alphabet, but notice there is no J Street. It goes F-G-H-I-K. What's wrong with J? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Jim in Plano. Hello, Jim.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
Actually, you know, this is a third kind of different answer from the previous answers on the tax rebate. If you actually go to irs.gov, there's the answers there.
Okay.
And it's based on the last two digits of your Social Security number, and it has a schedule of when the rebates will come out. And then also, though, if you deduct the tax, the preparation of your taxes from your taxes, like either using if you deduct the purchase of your TurboTax software,
right,
and you still auto deposit your refund, you will still get a check refund. You will not get an auto deposited stimulus check, which is something I found out that I didn't know.
So they'll just send it the paper variety.
Right.
Okay.
And the last two digits of my social are 06, and I've already received my paper.
So those who have in the 70s and 80s and 90s are going to be last to get theirs.
Correct. And if you go to irs.gov, there's actually a little question or a link that says, when can I expect my refund? And you click it and you enter in, you know, your social and your birthday and some of your filing status, and then it'll pop up. Well, you should expect yours by, you know, June 13th or whatever.
Right. Very good.
And then the other answer is on that small car. It might be a smart car, and you can go to smartcarusa.com, and there's one or two dealerships in the Metroplex.
Very good. Thanks, Jim.
Sure.
All right. We also got a couple of emails. Katie and Tyler says there is a rebate hotline at the IRS that you can call, and I'm sure you can get that information at irs.gov. And Katie also sent the schedule for the paper check delivery. It says, please allow additional delivery time, perhaps 3 to 5 days, since the paper checks are being sent through the mail. And let's see, really quickly, 0 through 09 as your last two Social Security number digits, May 16th, 10 through 18, May 23rd, 19 through 25, May 30th. Well, you get the point. But 88 through 99, for those who are waiting till the end, payments will be mailed no later than July the 11th. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Terry in Fort Worth. Hello, Terry.
Hi. This is kind of curious. I called in with an answer, but since then I have another answer for someone who's called while I've been waiting.
That happens all the time. It happens all the time.
the do not tailgate at the toll booth.
Yeah.
I'm fully confident that's to keep you from, if you do try and follow the vehicle in front of you, the traffic arm will come down on your hood or your windshield.
Okay.
That's what that refers to.
Okay.
But I think Frank in Cleburne, if I understood him correctly, he was looking for Baha'i community in that area.
Yes, or individuals, and, yes.
Yeah, well, I don't know about there, but he can certainly look at them up in either the Fort Worth or Dallas phone directory. Or if I don't know if you took him down, but I can leave you a number off air if that would help also.
I'll put you on hold, and we'll get that information from you.
Okay.
Thanks for calling, Terry. Hold on. It is anything you ever wanted to know. You can call us at 800-933-5372. You can email us anything at kera.org. We'll be right back after a quick break. From KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, this is Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Our email address, of course, is anything@kera.org. And let's talk to a very patient Corinne in Fort Worth. Hello, Corinne.
Hello. I've just got a bit of an addendum to the tax question. I just wanted to say to those folks that had their taxes done at H&R Block, for example, if you chose to have the payment, well, the paying of your taxes done, if you chose to have that taken out of your refund, then and you had the balance direct deposited, what will happen is you will get a check instead of it being direct deposited. If you paid out of your own pocket to have your taxes done and didn't want it subtracted from your refund, then it will be direct deposited.
Very good. Thanks
okay,
very much.
Thank you. Bye.
800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. That's where these answers came in from some questions last week about growing sugar cane for ethanol rather than corn. Jim said wrote that there have been two articles in the Dallas Morning News recently. One was about an individual with an enterprise in South America involving 35,000 acres of sugar cane he intends to make ethanol with. This is happening on previously useless semi-arid land that no one is farming or living on. And another story was about growing sorghum in South America. Jim says this is significant because today the only usable part of a sorghum plant is the top, where the flowers and seeds are. This person was going to take the stems and leaves, which would normally just be disposed of, and make ethanol. So this technique will not interrupt the normal processing of sorghum, driving the price up, as is happening with corn today. Ruth said, I don't have the answer to the question about making fuel out of cane sugar. However, I've noticed recently that several bottlers are marketing retro versions of popular name brand sodas that are sweetened with cane sugar rather than the corn-based sweeteners that replaced that product a number of years ago. Email us anything at KERA.org. Call us 800-933-5372, and that's what Andrew in Fort Worth has done. Hello, Andrew.
Hi. I have an answer for the question of why is the universe expanding?
Why is the expansion of the universe accelerating is the actual question. But,
okay. Well, I can answer that, too.
Very good.
The answer is that after the Big Bang, the attraction of the matter that sort of bunched together into what was, you know, planets and suns and galaxies, the gravity would have made it all come back together. But the theory is that there's a different kind of matter in the universe called dark matter, and you can't see it because it doesn't reflect light. But instead of having an attractive quality, it has a repulsive. And that because the universe, and so that is what made the universe expand more than the gravitational effect of all the matter, because there's more dark matter in the universe than there is actual matter. And it's expanding faster because now that it is expanding, there's less gravitational attraction from all the things in the universe, and the dark matter is pushing it out farther.
Very good. Thanks, Andrew.
Right, thank you. No problem.
800-933-5372. Let's get one more on this from Tom in Arlington. Hello, Tom.
Yeah. Actually, the guy before, he was close, but not quite right. The reason the accelerating expansion of the universe is dark energy, not dark matter. And the reason it's called dark is because it only interacts with gravity, but not with the other forces in the universe like light or nuclear energy. It's like the energy, if you had a box of vacuum of nothing, it still has a small amount of energy in it. It's like the, you know, that old saying, the cost of taking up space.
Right.
That's what dark energy is. And it exerts a negative pressure, which causes more repulsion than attraction. So it sort of pushes the matter in the universe faster and faster apart, including the dark matter and the light matter. And we don't really know exactly what dark energy is yet. We're, like, getting closer with space telescopes. And there are some other theories, like string theory or M theory, that don't need dark energy to explain the expansion. But dark energy is the most popular one.
Isn't there a big accelerator on the French-Swiss border that's supposed to, when they switch it on, it's going to make some dark matter?
Yeah.
But it's a controversy?
You're referring to the CERN accelerator?
Yeah.
Which it's a shame. We would have had an even better one in Waxahachie if not for our Congress. But unfortunately, yes, it will be those people who probably create the first things on Earth. And then we have the Hubble Space Telescope and the Chandra X-ray telescopes looking. And we are getting closer and closer to understanding dark energy compared to what most of us think is energy, like, you know, electrical energy or light or nuclear energy. It's extremely tiny. It's on the order of 10 to the minus 29th. You know, it's extremely,
right.
But the universe is really, really big. So you add up all of that space and all of that vacuum, and the effect of dark energy cumulatively is huge. But it's a very tiny energy, and but you're right. Soon we'll actually be able to make tiny amounts of these things on Earth, and that'll be a fascinating thing. It'll probably happen in our lifetimes.
Very good. Well, Tom, thanks very much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. A couple more from the answer stack that we started the show with. Last week, a question about where you can get dreadlocks done. A couple of answers. One that came in is Anna's Salon at 6155 Samuel Boulevard near Jim Miller and I-30 in Dallas. And this one came in too, Jazzy Locks at 3715 West Camp Wisdom is another place for dreadlocks. And also, as the caller who was looking for used railroad ties, Glenn writes and says, secondhand cross ties are available at a business called Fort Worth Cross Ties. So just look up Fort Worth Cross Ties. The cemetery near Carswell Air Force Base. Shane writes and says, according to the book Ghosts in the Graveyard by Olive Abbott, on page 45 to be exact, this refers to a graveyard which was covered by an extension of the south end landing strip, south end of the landing strip. The residents of that graveyard were removed and interred at Fort Worth's Oakwood Cemetery on Grand Avenue in the 1950s. 800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. Let's talk next to Michael in Justin. Hello, Michael.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
The question about the towel around the neck in jails.
Yes.
I used to work in the biometrics field, and they'll sometimes do that if, it helps out with the software recognizing the face.
Oh, okay. And I know that it's a policy in Collin County. They always use a towel.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if it was for some, some sort of lineup usage or identifying a suspect, et cetera. But great. But that's a great answer. So
yeah. Just need a static color.
Okay.
The software can recognize as something that's not part of the face.
Very good. Thanks very much.
Yep. Thanks a lot.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Up next is William in Tyler. Hello, William.
Hi, I was calling about the lady that said she took a trip to Louisiana and wanted to know about the medians we have out here in Smith County.
Yeah, the white concrete medians.
Yeah, they are permanently white. That's just the color they are. They've been around for quite a while now. The reason they were put up is we had quite a lot of 18-wheeler drivers that were falling asleep and zooming across the median and having
crossover, yeah.
Collisions and oncoming traffic. And while they have obviously been effective to stop that, the color is absolutely atrocious, though. But that is why they're there.
Very good. Well, thanks very much. I knew someone would call.
Okay,
all right, thanks, William. 800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. Let's see. Bill in McLendon Chisholm says, I had heard a police officer on a news broadcast state that the reason for covering a suspect with a towel was to avoid prejudicial assumptions. He stated that a person's style of dress, shirt and tie, as opposed to tattered shirt, could influence perceptions of innocence or guilt. Bill, thank you very much. You can call us, 800-933-5372. You may email us at anything at KERA.org. Let's talk to Jazz in Hearst. Hello, Jazz.
Hello. sorry, I have a question. I wonder if any of your listeners would know how to get rid of tiny little flying bugs on plants. I've tried spraying. I've tried changing the soil. I've tried washing them all the way down to the roots and putting new soil in, and nothing seems to do the trick.
Are they those little gnats?
Tiny little gnats.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
I think they're everywhere this time of year because they're in your house. They're in your house plants, right?
But you know, yes. But if I take my house plants onto the patio,
right.
They're not in the house.
Right.
It's like they're on, and then as soon as I bring them in, within 24 hours, or even if I think I've gotten rid of them,
sure.
They're back.
Okay.
I just wondered if anybody had any magic treatment that I could use.
It's a question that I didn't realize I had as well, but now I do too. So we'll see what we can find out for you.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. Dave writes and says, why do some cashiers use plastic bags around the magnetic strip on a credit card or debit card to help the swipe go through? He says, sometimes if the swipe is having difficulty, I've seen cashiers use this bag trick and it goes through. The answer we've gotten, Dave, on this show before was that it's a static electricity thing. I guess that if the magnetic strip, and again, this is an answer we got sometime in the past that I somehow have managed to remember. If the credit card magnetic strip is kind of getting old, the plastic bag does something, or maybe it takes up some of the space in the sort of slot that you slide it through. But someone will call and remind us if that is correct or not. Kimberly wants to know, what is being built at the northeast corner of Blackburn and McKinney in Dallas? There's a construction site there. Does anyone know what they're building? She says, I've tried to research it and have not been successful. This is a question that came in from Gabrielle in unincorporated Tarrant County near Keller. And this came in actually to the Think inbox during our show on 8 weeks to a greener lifestyle we had earlier in the week with the editor of treehugger.com. And Gabrielle says, I live in unincorporated Tarrant County. We have weekly garbage service, but the garbage company does not offer any type of recycling program available for those of us on rural routes. We are one street over from the city of Keller, where they have a garbage contract with the same company with recycling. But because our homes are in an unincorporated area, nothing can be done for us, not even drop-off recycling, except paper at the Keller ISD bins. The nearest facility for this company is Plano or Duncanville. She says Tarrant County offers very little unless you have reservations at their one facility, which is a 20-minute drive from our house. Does anyone have any suggestion on what we can do? Well, I was going to say, if you know your neighbors one street over where they do get the recycling, maybe they can help you out. But someone will call, hopefully, with a suggestion for you. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk to Marco in Bearfield. Hello, Marco.
Hey, man, about the universe question?
Yeah, real quick before you answer that, where is Bearfield?
Fairfield. It's actually south of Dallas there on the...
Oh, okay. You were breaking up. So Fairfield, very good.
Okay. The universe really is not expanding. Actually, it's been proven that the speed of light is slowing down. So when we look far enough into space, we're seeing light at a much greater speed than what we are experiencing it here, you know, as we perceive it to be, because we're looking much further back in time.
Sure.
Gives the appearance, it appears at first to scientists that the universe is expanding. It's really not. The universe is actually finite.
Okay. Well, very good.
Twist on the visual.
Yeah, sometimes we get somewhere and sometimes the debate goes on. And I appreciate your call, Marco.
All right.
Thanks. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Hayden in Frisco. Hello, Hayden.
Hi.
Yes, go right ahead.
I have a question. Where and how did Texas get its name?
We'll ask and see if we get an answer for you.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Hayden. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Byron wants to know, how can one dispose of vinyl house siding other than disposing of it in a landfill? So I guess the question is there a place to recycle vinyl house siding? Spencer Richardson asks, and this is one I can answer, does an adapter or charger that's plugged into an outlet consume energy even if no device, like a cell phone, iPod, etc., is attached to the charger? Yes, it does. We've covered this in great detail on the show. The little transformers that are, they're sort of big and bulky, they plug into the wall, they're always working. They're always transforming the 120 alternating current down to whatever voltage your direct current battery-powered device needs to recharge, 6 volts or 9 volts or 12 volts. They're always working and doing that. So that's why they're warm. And we've also had some people call the show and talk about walking around the house in the dark and looking for little red LED lights, because everything that's got a little red LED light is consuming some energy. And in regards to this whole environmental line here today, Michelle wants to know, what do recycling centers do with the trash that is sent in that is not recyclable at their center? Michelle's writing from Dallas. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Patty in Dallas. Hello, Patty.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have had installed just recently 3 of the converter boxes on my 3 TV sets, and the reception is lousy. And the man that installed it said he had also installed it on his several months ago and that he still did not get good reception. Are they going to improve how they send the signals at some date so we can all get the new HDT, whatever it is?
Yeah, you're talking about the digital converter box.
Yes.
I have no idea, but someone will, and someone will call or email us with probably a voluminous answer. So we'll see if we can help you, okay?
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk to Stephen in Dallas. Hello, Stephen.
Hey, I'm calling about the woman's question about gnats.
Uh-huh.
I'm assuming she's talking about, I think, the little fruit flies. And the best remedy I've had for them is just fly paper you can get at your local home improvement store. That you have to give it a little time, though, and let a couple of the fruit flies get stuck on there. And as more and more get stuck on there, more and more attracted to landing on there. And ends up does pretty well, better than toxins.
Okay, great. So,
great, thank you.
Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. Up next is John in Denton. Hello, John.
Hi. My question has to do with HHO technology. I was
What is HHO technology?
I've heard it's a technology that has to do with hydrogen and oxygen and breaking down the hydrogen in order to help power your car. But it's based on powering your car partially with water. And so I was just looking at YouTube and was watching a lot of videos and wanted to know if there was just a definite way to have that done in your car.
Hmm. Well, we've heard about the water fuel cell. But I haven't seen it marketed anywhere. I don't know if anyone knows if it's marketed. I mean, I think that if it was possible to run your car on water out of the hose in the front yard, I think probably everyone would be doing it.
Right, right. And so
that was something
that was definitely caught my attention because after hearing that hydrogen technology was way off, and just seeing some of these videos.
Sure.
You know, part of me was very skeptical, and then part of me was very intrigued considering the gas price.
Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you, okay, John?
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372 is the number to call. The email address, anything@kera.org. We'll be right back after a quick break. This is Anything You Ever Wanted to Know from KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Don't forget to check out the completely redesigned. It's kind of like a breath of fresh air every time I log on to KERA.org. And it's not just because I work here. It's because we have a totally brand new website. If you have not visited KERA.org in the last 2 or 3 weeks, then you're missing something. Because just the photography alone of all the places around the Dallas-Fort Worth area, it's pretty cool. And you can now download the Anything You Ever Wanted to Know podcast one episode at a time. You can play it right off the website for the last 10 episodes. So check it out at kera.org/anything and look around the site while you're there. We've got a very patient caller at 800-933-5372. Hello, James. You're on the air.
Yes, hi. I have an answer to what happened to J Street in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Well, back in the days when they were designing the city, the script that they used to write out the letters J and I looked very similar. So they decided to just skip J to avoid confusion.
Just go with I instead.
Right.
Great.
So there's a K Street, an H Street, but no J Street.
Very good. Thanks, James.
Thank you.
All right. We also heard from Jake, who emailed us, that the Army omits the letter J in designing companies to avoid confusion with the letter I. Answers on the little bugs. Mary in Arlington says diatomaceous earth is good for getting rid of all types of bugs. It's non-toxic, safe, and available at your local nursery store. It'll kill the good bugs as well as pests, so be careful where you put it. Dana in Fort Worth says use eucalyptus or lavender oil diffused with water to keep fruit flies away. Use a spray bottle, and I think that's what we're calling them, the little fruit flies, little gnats, not big giant fruit flies, big green bottle flies, but we're talking about little fruit flies. Use a spray bottle and or cloth to distribute the lavender or eucalyptus oil. Afterwards, keep a small amount of the pure oil in an open glass jar in highly infested areas. Dana says it works. Let's see. Vivian says the bugs the caller is complaining about in her houseplants are just fruit flies or something like them. Vivian says, I have them too. Try putting out a bowl of sugar water. They'll be attracted to it and drown in the water. Or put out an old banana, and when they are buzzing around it, she can put it in the trash and tie it up. but you pretty much just have to wait for them to die, Vivian says. Jerry in Dallas says, I took a disposable cup filled with some cheap red wine, covered it with saran wrap, poked tiny holes in the top. The flies are attracted to this, fly in the cup, and can't escape. He says it works within one day. 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Joyce in Fort Worth. Hello, Joyce.
Hey, I think I've got the simplest answer to the gnat.
Okay.
You just put a drop or two of dishwashing liquid in your water when you water the plants, and the gnats are gone almost immediately.
Very good. Thanks very much, Joyce.
Sure.
All right. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. That's where we got this from Kay in Dallas. Regard to the state of Texas name, Kay says it came from the Tejas Indians, T-E-J-A-S, Tejas Indians. Victor, looks like Dallas, in Dallas, says the northeast corner of Blackburn and McKinney is being developed with a 371-unit apartment complex called the Monterey. It should be open for leasing in July 2009, he says. And this from Lindsay, who says, for anyone who's interested, Timothy Ferris's Coming of Age in the Milky Way is a good resource for questions about the universe and how it works, how science has changed over time. Lindsay says it's actually a history of science or our understanding of how the universe is formed, but it's written for liberal arts majors. Thank you. I discovered it through my brother, he says, who took a history of science course for his science credit in undergrad. The chapter on Darwin is actually astute, he says, and sheds a different light on evolution. Question from Lindsay, where do you take car batteries to get them recycled? My parents have five of them, but they don't know where to take them to dispose of them. I think you can take car batteries to your county's home chemical collection facility. Just call 311 and ask them about recycling them. And you could also check at a place that sells car batteries and see if they'll take them too. They may charge you, but at least you can get rid of them that way responsibly. Let's talk next to Duade in Mesquite. Hello, Duade.
Yes, this is Dwayne.
Dwayne.
I was calling about the question about the ethanol production with corn. My dad's a farmer in West Texas between Lubbock and Leveland, and he's also an investor in a new ethanol plant they're putting in out there. It's just now beginning to come online. The technology currently has been developed specifically for corn, so they're actually hauling corn in on unit rail cars. To start the production, but once they get it running so that they've got a commercial size unit factory working, then they're going to switch over to milo or maize, which they do grow a lot of that there. And of course, they're also looking at using the plant, the green part of the plant, the leaves and the stalks and things, to turn that into ethanol, which the chemistry is slightly different and the equipment is slightly different. And so they're kind of experimenting on a commercial scale.
Right.
So they're doing that right now.
Very good. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
And sorry I mispronounced your name, Dwayne.
Not a problem.
All right.
Thanks.
Line open 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Richard in Fort Worth. Hello, Richard.
Yes, hello. I have a question. How and why does evaporation work? If you look at the cloud, it seems like it's a heavy water up there in the air. And a molecule of water would be heavier than a molecule of air.
Right.
Yet a molecule of water somehow miraculously floats up into the upper atmosphere, even though it's heavier. Why and how?
All right. Well, we'll ask. And if we can't get an answer today, then maybe next week we'll have one for you.
Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks. 800-933-5372. Up next is Beth in Arlington. Hello, Beth.
Hi.
Go right ahead.
I have the answer for you for the hydrogen fuel cell technology.
Okay.
Right now, they don't have a kit that you can power your entire car from. What they have is a booster. You still have to use gasoline.
Right.
But it's supposed to boost your mile per gallon.
Okay.
But so far, they haven't developed one that boosts your mile per gallon more than it outweighs for the amount you lose for the weight of water that you have to carry around.
Okay.
And the kits are about $5,000. It's a much better choice to convert to biodiesel. That's about $1,500 to convert, and you save about 80-90% of your diesel purchase price.
Now, it sounds like you know what you're talking about. Have you done this?
My husband and I have been talking about it.
Because we got an email from Robin who says in Louisville, and I'm not going to put you on the spot, Beth, but Robin says, I just purchased a 2006 Volkswagen Jetta diesel car, mm-hmm. and I want to run biodiesel in it. Is 100% biodiesel safe for the engine of this car? And I think from what I – and maybe you've done some research on this, but I think from what I've read, especially in the book by Doug Fine called Farewell My Subaru, mm-hmm. which recently came out, you have to have still a real diesel tank just to start and kind of heat up
the
biodiesel. So you can't just go and put, you know, vegetable oil in your...
Correct. And it's kind of an expensive conversion. What works really well is if you can find a diesel with a blown motor that you could get really cheap,
mm-hmm.
and then you have to fix it anyhow.
Right.
And you can get like a really nice, like a Mercedes, super cheap, that's only 2 or 3 years old.
That's a fantastic diesel. Idea.
And then that's what my husband and I have been talking about for his commuting back and forth to work.
Very good. Well, Beth, okay. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. A couple of answers. One more from last week. It's from Diana in Plano. We had a question last week from a listener who said, my dog is now 2.5 years old. He barks all the time. Is there anything I can do? He used to not bark, but now he barks all the time. And Diana says, a dog barking is a red flag that something is wrong. The caller did not indicate whether or not the dog lives outside. If so, most dogs left outside alone will bark incessantly because they're social creatures. It's extremely unnatural for a dog to live by itself. By barking, it's trying to get attention and is crying out for help. Diana says, I suggest you refer to the many books available at the Calling All Pets website, WPR.org/pets, which is the program on KERA that follows this one, or watch The Dog Whisperer on the National Geographic Channel, which will shed a tremendous amount of insight on dog behavior. She says, bringing the poor dog inside the house, especially at night, and exercising it every day will work wonders. Also, there's a terrible increase in dog theft, so it's dangerous for the dog to be left outside day or night. As The Dog Whisperer says, she writes, exercise, discipline, and affection in that order. Secondly, he would also say rules, boundaries, and limitations for dogs. Thank you very much, Diana. And we also got an email to a question that was asked this hour. This is from Sam in Fort Worth, who says, there's a farmer's market in Lake Worth, just across the bridge over Lake Worth on Highway 199 heading north. Sam says, I'm not sure how diverse the selection is, but I do know for sure that the products are locally grown. So thank you, Sam. 800-933-5372. Time to work in a few more callers. Let's talk to Chris in Grapevine. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Doing well.
I got a quick question for you. I want to know why they decided here in Grapevine to go towards Fort Worth for their mass transit going to 2012 instead of Dallas.
So they're going to partner with Fort Worth Area Rapid Transit,
right? Instead,
I'm getting a nod from the control room. So, but I don't know. We don't know why. So we'll ask and see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you very much. Bye bye.
800-933-5372. Up next is Ginger in Dallas. Hello, Ginger.
Hi. I have a different answer for you.
Okay, good.
About the gnats.
Okay.
The flower pots. Those are really harmless. They're eating fungus. And they don't harm the plant in any way or harm the human being, but they can be irritating.
Sure.
They'll blunder into your milk in the morning. This is not good.
Yeah, they find you.
Yeah, they sure do. So they find you more attractive than you want. And the way we got rid of them totally, completely, surprisingly, was to get a pitcher plant. Kroger was selling pitcher plants last year. And
this is the little...
it's an old-world pitcher plant.
The little
it's not
flesh
the new
eating,
one.
The flesh-eating plant.
Yeah. It's in the Nepenthes
okay.
Genus. And it ate all the gnats. And we don't have them anymore.
Huh. Okay.
So there's your ultimate in organic gardening
sure.
indoors.
Sure. Just you get another plant to boot.
Yeah. Now, I haven't seen them in Kroger's lately, but I'll bet you at some place Rhodies or North Haven Gardens or Callaway's, I bet they have them. But you want the old world pitcher plant.
Very good.
They're
thanks
kind
very
of
much.
Pretty too in a weird way.
Well, I appreciate it, Ginger. That's
You're
a great
welcome.
Suggestion.
Bye.
Let's see. From anything at kera.org, that's the email inbox. Let's see, from Stuart, I'll bet you get lots of answers for this, but Texas, the name Texas, comes from Tejas, which is the Spanish spelling of a Caddo word for friend or ally. And Aaron, in writing from Bexley, Ohio, says, according to Wikipedia, Texas comes from the Caddo Indian tribe. The Spanish conquistadors encountered the Caddo Indians around 1540 in the area of East Texas. The Caddos referred to the Spanish as Tejas, which meant friend or allies. The Spanish translation was Tejas, and Americans converted it to Texas. 800-933-5372. Up next is Tom in Allen. Hello, Tom.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
I had a comment on the diatomaceous earth and on the HHO.
Okay.
My understanding is that diatomaceous earth, they said it's not toxic, but it's very very harsh. It has cutting. If you've magnified, it looks like glass.
Right.
And that's what happens. The bugs crawl across it and actually cut up their bodies. That's how it works.
Right.
So you can't breathe that stuff.
Yeah, you don't want to inhale it.
Yeah, so, I mean, there are concerns about it, even though it may not be toxic per se.
Okay.
The other thing is my son had told me, who's studying this in school, had told me about the HHO. He said the main concerns are, one, that it costs more to get the hydrogen split out of the water than the energy use that you get out of it once you use it.
Right.
Plus, there's no safe way to store the hydrogen. They don't really have the hydrogen cell technology developed yet where they can safely store the fuel in for a car's use.
Very good.
Because it explodes.
Well, that's Ben and Richardson agreed. He said the problem, he wrote to us and said the problem with using hydrogen to power fuel cells is that at present, all means of obtaining hydrogen require more energy input to the process than the amount of energy that would be yielded by the hydrogen.
Very cool.
Hey, thanks very much,
Thank
Tom.
Thank you.
All right. 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Marcia in Fort Worth. Hello, Marcia.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
I was calling in response to the water vapor question.
Sure.
And a molecule of water actually weighs 18 AMUs, atomic mass units, whereas the composition of air is many different different molecules, including nitrogen, which weighs 28, carbon dioxide, 44, O2 is 32. So actually a molecule of water is quite a bit lighter than the other molecules of the air. So it is not surprising that it does actually evaporate and go into a vapor form.
Very good.
Fairly readily.
Thanks very much, Marcia.
You're welcome.
And we'll take one more call from Jennifer in Plano. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi. I have an answer to the battery disposal.
Okay.
We just got rid of a couple old batteries at a Walmart that has the automotive section where they work on the cars in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll take them free of charge.
So they didn't, you got, they were car batteries and they just took them
yep.
from. Great.
Yep.
Jennifer,
yeah.
thanks very much.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Anything
thanks.
You ever wanted to know is produced by yours truly. Our engineer today was Justin Martin. Thank you, Justin. Fiona Norton answers the phones. Thank you, Fiona. And our assistant producer is Brandilyn Barnett. Thank you, Brandilyn. You can download episodes of the show at kera.org. And while you're there, sign up for the free weekly podcast. It's totally free. Last 10 episodes of anything you ever wanted to know are there for you. And of course, please send your questions and answers, comments, and suggestions to anything@kera.org. I'm Jeff Whittington. Thank you for listening and have a great holiday weekend.